B'tachon for Life, Shir 653, Tuesday, Parshas Behar. We are explaining the difficulty with what we are discussing now, that when the Rabbeinu Shalom decides that something should happen to a person, if it takes place not through a human being, we understand that everything is dictated by the Rabbeinu Shalom. He decided which blade of grass, which tree, every single thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. There is nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves up to nature. But for some reason, when we are discussing somebody else that impacts you, then the Mefarshim explained that it wasn't Nigzar which person should do it. It was only Nigzar that it should happen to you. That was the Gzeira from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And this person decided to fulfill and do that Gzeira. And the question that we are struggling with is, what's the difference? Why, when something happens from the world, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates every detail? And when a human being does something, then we say it wasn't dictated to the detail. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a more general Gzeira, and this human being decided to be the one to make the choice. And the simple answer why we have to explain it like this is because it helps us understand it better. Because as we said previously, Bechira is something that is very difficult to fully comprehend. To be able to reconcile how my Bechira works for me and somebody else's Bechira only works for him, but his Bechira can't impact me, is very difficult. And therefore the Mefarshim explain it in this fashion. That really the Rabbeinu Shalom wasn't geyser which human being should do it. Rather, the Rabbeinu Shalom was geyser that it should happen, and this human being decided to do it. But truthfully, it doesn't really do justice completely to this concept, like we explained, because there's no logical reason why when we're dealing with other objects that are not humans, everything is detailed. And when we are dealing with humans, the Rabbeinu Shalom did not detail it. But this is an easier way to help us understand it. Let's add one piece to this conversation. We said that the Rabbeinu Shalom decided that a person should get hurt. And somebody came along and decided to be the one to hurt that person. What would happen if nobody would decide to hurt that person? What would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get involved in other people's decisions, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that person one should get hurt through an individual. He didn't say which individual should do it. Let's say nobody decides to do it. So what happens then? How could the Gzeira of the Rabbeinu Shalom get fulfilled? This is another question that makes it difficult to understand this pshat completely. But again, as we said, we are generally going to go with this pshat because it is the easiest way to understand this concept. And it is true, but it goes much further than this pshat. But to be able to grasp it properly, because again, Bechira is one of the most difficult sugyas to be able to understand, so to grasp it properly, we will go with this pshat, even though it doesn't fully explain it. But for argument's sake, it helps us approach it properly. When somebody does something to us, it wasn't Nigzar who should do it. The Rabbeinu Shalom was geyzer that something should happen to us, Chas v'Shalom, and this person decided to carry it out. That is the basic way to understand this concept.